How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to know if you are on the right path, if the life that you're living, if the direction you're going is one, a positive one, and two, the right one for you. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as we're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it, and when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, it's going to take all of that with it, leaving you in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So how do we know if we're on the right path? And I bring this question up, and please, when I say this, you know, don't take it any type of way, but when I do some one-on-ones with people, or even when people message me, sometimes like the way the tonality is, or even they directly say it, it's assumed or they think that I know or I am on the right path, or that I might be further along on a path than somebody else, or that it might be more difficult to have this mindset. And let me say this, we are one in the same. My perspective that I'm sharing isn't really mine. It's what I'm perceiving, but I believe that we are all one and we are all connected. So my perspective is really your perspective. And the way it's perceived right now might be through me, but the way you get to understand it is through it being shared on something like this podcast. And when we realize that everyone is on the same journey, it kind of takes the stress or the anxiety on where should I be in life. And when you don't have the stress of thinking where you should be in life, it frees you to really focus on the now. And if you're wondering what's important, like what can you do with your life that would matter? What can I do with my life that matters? And we talk about the love frequency, feeling the inner peace within, and you know, having that positive mindset. But one thing I think the world is really missing, and if you are wondering what a calling might be, it's forgiveness. You see, what forgiveness is, in my opinion, it's understanding of the entirety. It's acknowledging that nobody in this life is perfect, that everyone makes mistakes. Some mistakes go undiscovered and they're hidden forever, and some mistakes are out in the open and everyone sees it. But we all do things that over time we wish we maybe would have handled differently, but maybe at the time we didn't know. Or even we did know, but we still did it anyway. You see, as we grow, as you grow and I grow, being able to reflect on what I've done and what you've done and give it peace, give it love, and give it forgiveness is a very powerful piece to have. In fact, most stress and anxiety comes from not being able to forgive. Because when you forgive something, you let it go. If somebody does something against you, whether it's mean or hurtful or spiteful, whatever it is, when you are angry at them, even if it's rightfully so, you are in anger energy. And if you do something to someone else, not only could you possibly harm them, but if they're upset about it, then they are in anger energy as well. And that's why forgiveness is extremely powerful. If we could trust our neighbors enough to offer them forgiveness, even if it's just for ourselves, because when you forgive something, you let it go, the world would start moving in a more positive direction. And it is a powerful person that truly learns the ability to forgive. In fact, forgiving others might even be easier than forgiving ourselves. How angry or how let down are you about your current state? Are you upset that you're negative? Are you angry at yourself for having a lower frequency attitude? Whatever those things are, we have to practice forgiveness. And the reason forgiveness is important for your path is because when you offer forgiveness, you let go. When you let go, you are free to truly perceive all that is around you. Once you can start perceiving what is all around you, and what's all around you includes your internal state, you can start seeing, what do I need to improve? I've forgiven myself, I've forgiven others, and truly, that doesn't mean you won't still hurt when something bad happens. It doesn't mean you won't be sad when something sad happens. It doesn't mean you won't be happy when something happy happens. You're still an individual. You're still an energy that has feelings. So it's okay to have those. But when you're able to forgive whatever needs to be forgiven and let it go, you can truly be still even for a moment and reflect on yourself. What is it that you need? Do you need discipline? Do you need strength? Do you need effort? Do you need encouragement? What is it that you need? And then figure out how to be the person that gives it. You see, something that I needed in my life and still do is inspiration to be something amazing. You know, that belief that anything is possible. And I know I speak it on this podcast, but that's part of me becoming who I needed growing up. And not that I didn't have good influences. My mom was a great influence. She was everything that I needed. She supported us. She did everything, you know, so much power. But there's even more that I want to accomplish. In fact, when I was younger, I lacked the confidence. I was shy. I wasn't outgoing. I kept my ideas within because you have that fear of judgment. And I still have it, but I'm creating this person that I need to inspire me to be the next level. But it has to be with forgiveness first. If you can't let go of things, you can never grow. You can't be fluid if you're holding on to something. And it actually goes both ways. If you're hanging on to a happy thought just to carry you through, then you're tied to that one thought. You are an endless creator. You have to have the ability to pull many thoughts, to find many things and bring them within you. It's okay to use one for a time to develop the skill, but you have to be able to be in flow state to start moving in your progression of life. So give yourself the opportunity to experience forgiveness. Focus on being the best at forgiving and loving in that order. I promise you, there's so much that we hold on to, and it affects our body. It affects the way we stand. It affects the way we think. It affects the way we sleep. Because we're holding on to these things, and not only are they in our mental space, but they're in our physical and spiritual space. But when you can give it love and let it go, you will receive love as it comes back to you. Because the external world is a reflection of your internal state. And I know that's really hard to accept. It's hard to be okay with the fact that somebody could do something or something terrible can happen, and that's a reflection of you. But you see, we are the creators of this reality. We have to have that power. And if you have that power, that means the reality you're experiencing is something that you created. Because perception is what matters. And if you are stuck in anger, if you have all this resentment, if you can't let things go, then everything you perceive is from an individual that's holding on to pain, that's holding on to anger, that's holding on to things that should be let go. But once you let all that go and you feel the freedom to just be in the now, it gives you the power to visualize and create and perceive it as somebody that's in peace. When something happens external, nobody sees it exactly the same. I've used this example before. If you make $10,000 a year and I give you $1,000, that $1,000 to you looks monumental. It's powerful. It's a ton of money. It's more money than you make a month. But if you make $10 million a year and I give you that $1,000, it's very small. It doesn't make a huge difference. It doesn't make a difference at all in your income. In fact, you could receive it and not even think about it. The same is with frequency. If you're operating from a negative energy with lots of resentment, with lots of negativity, when you see something, that's how you see it because you're low frequency. You can't perceive it from the high version. But when you let things go and you become in peace, and that's your journey every day, you're working on how can I forgive more? How can I love more? How can I be at peace more? As you're a doctor, as you're a clerk, as you're a personal trainer, whatever it is that you're doing and you're living through your life, when you're practicing that, all of a sudden your perceptions start changing. And you become that person, the free energy person. When you see something, it has so much value to it because the only thing you have is love. You're not hanging on to anything else. And that is a powerful quest to be on. But that's what it is. It's a journey and a quest. It's not to be completed. It's not to be mastered. It's to continue evolving over time. So you are exactly where you need to be at this very moment, whether it's financial, health, wisdom, whatever it is, age, you are in the exact position that you are meant to be for the future and the understanding that's in front of you. So let's work hard, let's forgive others, and let's be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about what you can do and the journey that could be ahead of you of forgiveness and love. And if you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It'll keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate everybody that has reached out, sent me messages, letting me know how the podcast has impacted them. That means the absolute world to me. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.